It's Thursday, December 12th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Sunday, December 1st, Chinese communist officials invaded Wheat Church in Shanghai, disrupting the service and shutting down the church. However, 200 Christians refused to leave. Standing in the cold, they continued to sing and worship outside of the building, reports China Aid. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in China amidst this intense crackdown on their religious liberty. Peter and the apostles said in Acts 5, verse 29, "We ought to obey God rather than men." Christian Syrian refugees report that they have been blocked from getting help from the United Nations Refugee Agency by Muslim UN officials in Jordan. Hassan, a Syrian convert to Christianity, told CBN News that Muslim UN camp officials, quote, "knew that we were formerly Muslims and became Christians, and they dealt with us with persecution and mockery. They did not let us into the office. They ignored our request," end quote. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Syrian Muslim refugees have been settled in the United States and Britain, but only a small number of Christians have. UK parliamentarian and former Archbishop of Canterbury George Carey is suing Britain's Home Office over this institutional bias against Christian refugees. Britain's General Medical Council cleared Christian doctor Richard Schott of any wrongdoing after being targeted by the National Secular Society for praying with patients. The secular group lodged the complaint with the General Medical Council back in June based on an anonymous source, but after months of investigation, Britain's General Medical Council cleared Dr. Schott. The decision came as a reassurance to Christian doctors as they share their faith in the workplace. Romans 1 verse 26 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives announced impeachment charges against President Donald Trump on Tuesday, making him the fourth president in U.S. history to face such a formal attempt to be removed from office. The Democrat-controlled House may vote to impeach as early as next week, but the case still faces a trial in the Republican-led Senate early next year. The number of independent abortion mills in the U.S. fell by 32% from 510 in 2012 to 344 this year, according to a study by the Abortion Care Network, a pro-abortion group. The count is based on locations that closed or stopped providing services to kill unborn children. The study found most abortions, or 58%, are done at independent locations not affiliated with Planned Parenthood. The 77th annual Golden Globe Awards took place on December 9th, with Netflix taking the top place among film distributors, earning 17 nominations. The film Marriage Story, produced by Netflix, also led the film nominees, taking 6 nominations. This R-rated film is filled with profanity, including the F-word 40 times, and taking the Lord's name in vain 5 times. The film tells the story of a New York City theater director and his film actress wife, who are facing marital problems and end their marriage in divorce. Director Noah Baumbach said the film was influenced by his parents' divorce, his own divorce, and the divorce of many of his friends at the time. 1 John 2, verses 15 and 16 says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." And finally, a more encouraging story about marriage. Christian couple Robert and Corinne Johnson died peacefully at the end of last month, only one day apart after 68 years of marriage. The Minnesota sweethearts married at 19, raised 7 children, and farmed corn and wheat to make a living. Corinne's obituary notes she served as a Sunday school teacher and choir member in their local church and loved studying scripture with her Bible study groups. The obituary said, quote, "It's only fitting that they would pass into eternal life together," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, December 12th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com.